Welcome to the Conscious Founder Podcast. This is our solo short segment where I, your host, Alexi Patanis, share practical advice, inspiration, and wisdom that I've picked up along my entrepreneurial journey and whilst being a founder coach. My mission is to help you create massive impact with ease in your own life and business.
I want to talk about one of the greatest realizations I've had in my life. And this came to me when I was in Thailand and I visited a silent meditation retreat center at a Buddhist monastery where I was in silence for 4 days. We were meditating the majority of the day in this beautiful, beautiful location in the middle of nowhere in Chiang Mai in the jungle. It was silence throughout the whole 4 days, apart from 15 minutes each day, the young monk who could speak English would come out and say some words, and I would crave hearing those words, particularly as it was my first ever experience in pure silence. One of the things that he said was, "Our thoughts are not our own." And I remember when he said this, it sort of just completely hit me. He's right. I had spent my whole life up until the age of, say, 20 to 25, I can't remember exactly the year, thinking that every thought that came into my head was a part of me. It said something about me, it meant something, and it was me. And I created an identity around the voice or thoughts that would come into my head. And that could be very dangerous, and I'll tell you why that can be very dangerous. Now, until that point, I had believed that any thought that came in was a part of me. So any horrible thought or nasty thought, judgmental thought, which naturally come up, I had identified as that's a part of me. Oh, I'm a judgmental person. Oh, I'm a mean person. Oh, I have these weird thoughts. Maybe I'm weird. But reframing it, and realizing that if you ask yourself, do you have control over the thoughts that come into your head? You will realize that you don't. But what the monk said is that what you do have control over is what you do with those thoughts, which thoughts you choose to ruminate on and think about more, and which ones you choose to act on. Just with that awareness, you can realize and you can watch thoughts rather than react to them. And that is one of the most powerful things that I realized, and I think other people will benefit from realizing. And that's because we have thousands of thoughts that go through our head each day or come into our head that we're conscious of. And I spent most of my life reacting to them because I thought there was meaning to them. And I didn't realize that actually you can just sit back and you can watch your thoughts like a cinema, and you can choose which ones you want to do something about, which ones you want to spend time thinking about, and which ones you want to follow. Now, why that is so important as a founder is because, let's give you an example. You start thinking, God, thought comes into your head, I'm never going to be successful. This isn't going to work. And you decide to focus on that and think about that, and it takes up much of your thinking space. Well, there's a very good chance that you start to believe that and it becomes your identity. And I definitely allowed this to become my identity. When you fail at something as a founder, usually they'll be followed by a thought of, you're always going to be a failure. And if you react to that and you believe that and you follow that thread of thought, then there is a very good chance that you are going to believe that you are a failure. Now, instead, what I started to do was observe that and just ask a very simple question. Is this thought useful? And how is it useful? If the answer is yes, okay, continue to think about it. How can you use this thought is the next question. If the answer is no, then what else can you focus on? Allow it, let it go, and move on. It's really important that if you want to move on from a thought, often by trying to forget about a thought, you'll just give it more attention. But if you just allow it to be just a thought as it is, and you then shift your focus to something else that is more positive and more useful to you. For example, with that failure comment, I know that failure is really an important part of being a founder. That doesn't make me a failure. it makes me someone that has tried things. Well, now that is a much more useful thought and will have so many different benefits that you won't even realize until down the line. Like a positive mindset will make you visualize success and that this is a part of success and will give you that motivation, that confidence that you are where you need to be and you will be successful in your business. The practice here, because it is a practice, as I'll mention many times in these videos, is to notice when these thoughts come up, which ones you believe and identify with and which ones you don't, and question those identities and then turn them into things that are more useful and can actually propel you, your confidence, your business, and lead to ultimately a lot more success. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Conscious Founder Podcast. If you found this valuable, hit the link in the show notes to find out more ways you can become a master of your mind and achieve the success you desire.